Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight, plenty of people. We're going to be doing our thing. So just sit back and relax as we bring you Word Sexy Radio. Radio, and here we are again on this beautiful June day here in Kansas City, finally getting some good weather and no rain, and we're trying to be happy with it. So, DB, how you doing this evening?
Man, I am good.
Sound like you had a great weekend. How was that?
To be continued, you know. Like, it's kind of one of those weekends that hasn't ended yet.
I hear you. I know how that goes, because my weekend was off the chain, and I definitely didn't want it to end, but you know how it is.
Do tell.
The only thing that I hate about it now, I got a job that's affected by the sequester and all that stuff, so this Friday coming up, of course, I'm going to be off because of the furloughs and stuff that they're doing to some of the government jobs, and I'm not getting paid, but hell, I'm kind of happy that I'm going to be off, though, because I can party like a mug on Thursday night, a two-step Thursday at the Epicurean here in Kansas City. I'll be able to do that and not have to worry about getting back in so I can get up to the next day. I can just keep my ass out there two-step to three in the morning. So that's what I'm going to do. Although I wish I was getting paid, but damn, I might as well get somebody to do.
I know that's right.
Yeah, so tonight we're going to have Ms. Cotton. She's going to be coming on here in a few minutes, and we're going to have her. She's going to be a guest. She's not going to be a host this evening, so we have her as a guest. And we're supposed to have Tri-Tick in, but I don't know if she's going to show up this evening because I have not heard from her again, so we don't know if she's coming or not. But we'll just go for it like we always do, and we'll make it happen. But I think we got Ms. Cotton right now on the line. I'm going to bring her in right now. So how are you doing, Ms. Cotton?
I'm well. How are you gentlemen doing?
Man,
we're doing
you
just
came
fine.
In time? This must be a special
Well, she's a guest this evening. You know how that goes when she is a guest. She is not a host, and she is coming to be interviewed, and we're going to do just that this evening. So if anybody wants to get questions in, that always have something to say to Ms. Cotton, even if you got a beef with her or something like that, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. This is Grown Folks Radio, and if you, we say what the fuck we want to, and you can come on the show, and if you got shit to say, today is the day to do it because you can talk to her like that. So here we go. Go on, Ms. Cotton. How's it going?
Call in if you got beef with Ms. Cotton. Call in. Please call in.
Yeah, you know how it is. You know, somebody, you're always fucking somebody up or getting somebody pissed off or somebody's husband is after you or something. So what's going on with you?
It's funny that you said that because a guy, an African guy, I posted about him before because he talks really, he talks really crazy about African American women. Right before I come on the show, he sends me a message saying, "Are you selling books or your body?" And I said, "What the hell are you talking about?" Like, he's like, he says, "I go down your page and all I." Mind you, this is the same guy that keeps messaging me, telling me how much he loves me and how much he thinks that I'm his African queen and blah, 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 you know.
And then he's like, what you selling, pussy?
He said, no, am I selling books or my body?
Well, that's the same thing I just said. I just said it nasty. He asked you, are you selling pussy?
He says I go on your page. I said, what are you talking about? He's like, I go on your page and all I see is naked pictures of you. I'm like, well, hold on, there's naked pictures of me on my page.
No,
for these pictures.
Oh man, but you know something, you better be careful. You might get one of these numbers coming at you. You don't want that to happen
crazy.
To you.
Yeah. I'm just really not the right person to be talking to about, because I'll just block you. Like, I think I said a couple of things. Like, you know what? Just stop talking to me. Like, why are you talking to me again after the last time you were so disrespectful to, you know, I'm an African-American woman that you're talking so disrespectful about, but in the same breath, you're asking me when can you see me and if he paid for a ticket, will I come and blah, 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 blah. I don't know you. Stop messaging me, you know, and that's my response when people come at me like that.
You know how that works. Sometimes the Africans really don't have respect for African Americans because they think that we, even though we were taken in and brought over here, they think that we are sellouts in some aspects. So they don't look at us as being true blacks or whatever you want to call us. So maybe
right,
think
but
you are.
But you want to be with one. But you want to. Yeah, but you're asking to marry me at the same time.
White man,
you know?
The white man wanted to fuck us too. He wanted to fuck y'all and be with y'all too. The white man. So what's the difference?
At least they were up front with it. We already know. But there's no point in pretending, you know, that you're this person who likes black women when you really don't. Just
You know what it is? It's a cultural difference because I have a friend right now who's dating somebody from Zimbabwe. And, you know, he is very strict about what women should and shouldn't do. And he always, you know, defers to his country. You know, in my country we do this, in my country we do that. And that's fine, but people have to realize that that's if the person you're with is willing to accept that. You can't impose those rules or even, you know, your cultural values on somebody else in a completely different culture. And that's what they need to be trying to do. You know, because women over there may.
But you have to actually be dating somebody in order to do something like that, don't you? I mean, like, we're not dating. We've never met.
But so, men dating their head. You know, crazy people dating their head. Y'all have already gone on several dates in his mind.
Yeah, that's true. In his mind, you're right. I had somebody say that to me. I really did.
Right.
I had a guy tell me that he's made love to me 100 times and we've never met. And I'm just like, oh, whoa. I never want to meet you.
Man. He was like, gotta be hurting this shit. He punched you 100 times.
His left hand name is Cotton.
Hey, you know
something?
His dick ought to be sore as hell. Y'all need to call in. And the chat room is open as well. Let me know how many times you want to fuck Cotton. And the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. We ain't talking about ass, but I'm going to tell you one thing. Somebody thinks they're going to buy some. I don't know what it is. But anyway.
Right.
We'll
first question was when he said that, I said, did you buy a book? And he said, no. I said, well, shut up talking to me. You ain't bought a book. We know you're not buying the body, but did you at least buy a book since you, you know.
Well, Cotton, I'm going to tell you, I got to tell you, this last picture that I got, I had to keep that motherfucker in my damn phone because the one that you had with that, I don't know if it was shorts or whatever, and you got all them legs out, and you stand up there smiling with something like a wad in your hand. What the fuck is that about? That shit looks good. That nigga's probably fucked up right now because of that. So I'm just saying, you know, you got them doing those things. So that's just it. But that's how it works.
It's really all for seduction slips because I'm really trying to promote it, and I kind of wanted some of the pictures to kind of reflect seduction a little bit, you know. So that's really all it is. And I stated that beforehand, before I started posting any pictures or anything, I stated that for the next few months, you're going to see some pictures of me that you've not seen before. You know, it's going to be very seductive, sensual.
Because some woman, didn't some woman tell you that you always put no same old pictures on or some shit or something like that? And you were, it was something like that you had said before, and or it was written somewhere. And I see that you're showing her that, hey, you know, there are more of you and not the same pictures. And I think somebody even said something about you with the bathtub incident. Remember they were talking about the bathtub was too small, how could you get in and all this
just,
shit?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. But before we go any further with you, and we're having a great time, let me see this 773 number. This could be our other guest. Let me see. State your name and where you're calling from.
Ladies and gentlemen. Most electrifying
you know
man in poetry.
I'm going to cut this shit off now. I'm just
waiting. Let me tell you what. It ain't even about me. Let me tell
you. We know it, brother.
I am the fortunate tag team partner of the queen of seduction, the finest poetess who facilitates love, romance, and sensuality. Without being crass, without being vulgar. She has rocked worlds without anybody getting a glimpse of anything beyond her blouses, her skirts, her leggings. She doesn't have to be naked to be provocative. She is the best there is. My name is GPA. I just so fortunate, freaking to be happen to be the partner of Cotton. The soft spoken poet, the queen of seduction. That's it. I just had to call in. I got my teammates
do I need
back.
To,
I had to call
do I need to get the obsessed with you shit out and play that?
No.
I'm just wondering.
No. You know what I do? No.
Because you know
what's
how you
man?
Are, baby.
What's
How's
up,
it
man?
Going with you, man? I'm glad to hear from you, man. It's always good to hear from you and shit, you know. What's going on?
Let me tell you what, Red. Let me tell you how smart I am. I brought my book out 2 months, 2 months ahead, 3 months ahead of time come out so I can make sure I get my sales out the way, but she wipes everybody out. I had to do it, get it on out the way, because I have a copy. I have the first copy of Seduction's List, and it's awesome. It's awesome.
I understand, and I believe it.
You've never seen a book where someone writes sensual poetry and then they give you vocabulary to understand what she is talking about. And that's what she did in Seduction's List. She's broken down terms. She's got poems in there. She's taking you through the whole thing. Man, listen, she's shutting the summer down. I took the spring and got to the beginning of summer. She's shutting the summer down. That's all I got to say. Sorry, guys.
Are you sure? Are you sure, brother?
No.
You sure? Because
Thank you. Let me tell you.
My team, this team,
he is not done.
Our
I told
team,
you.
We're on. When we get on, like when I was on the other day, my partner was on for a while, and she stepped on off and showed me, sent me text messages to show me love. I wanted to call in like she did and show her love. I got her back forever in a day, so that's all it is. Red, you know I got mad love for you, Red. If I never mess with you, man, it wouldn't be real, brother. You know that's why
it
I
don't
get in my box, because I know you good natured with it. I know you don't have no malice with you, but the reason I call in and feel so comfortable doing so is because you are the way you are, and you always show me and mine mad love. This is my partner. We are going to heaven, hell, purgatory, and back with Oz. So I had to call in. I'm going to sit here on the thing the whole show. I got both batteries charged. I'm going to sit here the whole show. I ain't got to say nothing. I'm doing no poems. I'm sitting right here, and I'm with my partner to let her know I got mad love for her. I got your back to back. And good job. I'm proud of you. You're awesome. I'm done talking. Put me on mute. I'm done talking.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, brother. All right, well, we're glad that you was able to stop through. And even if you are stopping through for your partner, we're glad that you're stopping through just to say hello to us and be on the show for a second. We always are glad to have you around, brother. So we'll bring you back in later on. Stick around. We'll bring you back on. Okay. All right. So here we go. Here we go. We got a couple other callers. I'm going to see if they have anything to say. And after that, we're going to start getting into what we need to get into. We're going to start with area code 601. State your name and where you're calling from. If you don't have anything to say, please do not hang up.
Hey,
area code 601.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. I just was calling to say hello and support as always.
Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
And what is your name again?
LaDonna.
LaDonna, what's going on? You said it so fast, we didn't get a chance to really hear what you had to say. That was quick.
LaDonna. Yes.
Okay, LaDonna. Well, we definitely thank you for calling in. So we're going to keep you around as well, okay?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. How about this 810 area code? State your name and where you're calling from. Okay, they may not have nothing to say. Please do not hang up, though. I don't want to see your phone number disappear. All right, so Cotton, this is what we're going to do. Trice Hickman was supposed to be here this evening, but I have not heard from her, so she may be tied up with something else. But as we always do, the show must go on, and we always do that, don't we, DB? We keep it going, we keep it real,
right.
We do what we got to do. So this is what's going to happen. We're going to let you take the stage right now and give us a little bit of Seduction's lips. First, before you do that, tell us a little bit about how you came up with it and just take us on in.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I was sitting back reading some of the poems, and as I was reading some of them, I said, what the heck was I thinking when I wrote that? I'm not a big sexual person when it comes to talking about a lot of sex all the time. I don't like to. So I had to really dig, like, where was I at this? I was at a different place when I wrote this book, honestly. Because a lot of, and I say that because a lot of the other poems that I've written, I can pretty much tell you what I was thinking at the time that I wrote them. I can tell you what I was feeling at the time. I said, I think Seduction really came out of me, and she took over just for a moment so that I could write this book. And she likes to seduce. That's just what she likes to do. So,
Seduction.
Yeah. She likes to, Seduction. She wants you to just pay attention to every word that comes off of her lips. She don't want you to do nothing else unless she tell you to.
Well, you got my attention with them shorts and that, anyway, let me shut up. Go ahead.
I was going to say, what?
I wouldn't be red if I didn't say nothing. Now, go ahead.
I thought you were talking about what I'm wearing right now because I got on shorts. So when you said that, it
threw me off. But aren't you still in California? I can't see that far.
I'm in California.
Okay,
but I'm
I cannot see that far.
I'm wearing some shorts.
Okay.
I just wanted to give y'all a visual, that's all.
Okay, well, we got one.
Yeah.
Now, are you going to seduce us now with your voice? Evie's here.
He's waiting on you.
He's waiting on you. He's waiting on you.
I'm with
you. He wants you to seduce us right now. Get us there.
All righty, here we go. She stood over him, bare bottom body squatted, legs strong enough to hold the position. She has a mission to teach him a new position. Her feet were firmly planted on the floor. She was flexible so she could sexually do more. Her arms extended out, then she reached for him, preparing him for this next move. She had him lay face down slowly, her body slid underneath his. Starting from the top of his head, she wrapped her legs and thighs around his torso. This is a limbo, for her goal is to please herself. Body stopping, so she's positioned at his tongue. As it touches her cherry, drop, tongue goes in, and then she stops. Movement slow in motion, love down below, there is nowhere else for him to go. She won't let him go until she's pleased. Her body movements are slow and his tongue drips with her insides. He rises as she lay in a dead silence, a lifeless state from the excitement of her insides that he just ate. Softly spoken.
God damn. Was she thinking about Ritzy here? I'm going to be like one of them damn motherfuckers that get mesmerized. Was she thinking about me? When you wrote that, baby, because my tongue really wanted to get in there, boy. Damn, that was about me, wasn't it? I knew it was. Not a doozy, man.
So what you're saying is you her new stalker.
Nah, I ain't her new stalker. I've been doing it too long to be her damn stalker. But anyway,
oh, so
that
you
shit was on the chain.
You can continue the tradition.
Yeah, I'm going to keep it going.
Sometimes that's how stalkers start. You know. Well, or you know what? You can go with the being obsessed thing. You can do that.
Well, you know, I mean, she does what she does, and that's the way it goes, right?
Right.
And we want y'all out here in the listening world out here to comment by calling in the numbers 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio, and this is Grown Folks Radio. And as you heard, C said he stuck his tongue in. That's what we talk about on this show. So here we go. Now, I know Mr. GPA, I know he didn't want to say shit, but I'm going to ask him his opinion about the tongue sticking in. What do you think about that? You unmuted, man. Speak.
Maybe he speak.
Oh, he's on. You know, somehow
maybe he's speechless.
Oh, maybe he is speechless. Maybe he is. Well, we turned him off now. Speechless he may be, goddammit, which is unusual for him because he will talk you to death. Anyway.
I love that about him.
But anyway,
I will tell you when I wrote that piece that I was thinking that I wanted to teach him a new position. And the reason I thought about that was because I hear women saying things like their significant other, the person they're having sex with, only does one way. So what I said was, I'm talking to two people. I'm talking to him and I'm talking to her. Teach him a new position.
Because you said when you wanted to teach him a new position, I almost thought you meant a certain individual.
No.
What was that about?
No.
Because you said I want to teach him a new position. You didn't say tell her how to teach it.
No. And because I'm not, because I was speaking for myself, really. But what I'm saying is that when a woman reads that, she can say, I need to teach him a new position. But for myself, I was in a relationship. I won't say what relationship, because then everybody will know. But I was in a relationship where the person was only missionary. And I don't just like missionary. I like stuff. Oh.
You say you like to get fucked. Okay.
I like stuff. No, I didn't say that. I said I like stuff.
Hey, TV, I thought she said she liked to get fucked. I'm sorry. Okay, we understand, and it's okay to like that, but we understand you like stuff. That's good. And we know that you're the soft-spoken poetic woman that you are, seductive, queen of seduction, we understand that you don't do a lot of cussing, and that's what fucks everybody up, because you do it in such a manner that they just don't know how to handle it. And you don't say those words. You just come at them with regular language, and they're fucked up.
Well, if you think about how some men look at a woman, if she's really showing everything, she leaves nothing to the imagination, number one. Number two, he won't look at her like she's wife material or the kind of woman he would want to spend the rest of his life with, because she's showing all her goods to everybody. So you got to. I look at sex the same way. If I'm giving it to you straight all the time and I'm hitting it hard and you know exactly what I'm talking about every time, then what's to say you don't think that I'm doing the exact same thing with somebody else?
Well, yeah, I guess you could look at it like that.
But in the other end, I give you the illusion that I just really told you something when I probably didn't say anything. If you read it, it wouldn't sound the same.
Understood.
So.
GPA dropped, just so you know. He dropped. He'll probably be back. But anyway, we're going to continue on with Miss Cotton, because she just schooled us with this. And I hope the women are listening to this, because she will tell us this evening how to be seductive with your man and how to keep him through poetry. And this has worked in several times. Some of the shit you don't want to do at home, because you may lose your man. Anyway, here we go. So you can't remember where. BB, I know you got some questions. Come on with your seductive voice. Go ahead.
No, what I was thinking is there are a lot of, in the poem you just read, there are like a lot of layers, a lot of underlying themes. And so the more you explain it, the more it's like, okay, is there any question why she's my favorite? You know what I'm saying? Simply because it's like, at first when you're listening to it, you know, it sounds like a story is being told. But as you delve into, you know, the personality that you had when you were writing, it's like, oh, you know, okay, I can see that, you know. So ultimately, my question is, why? Why did you write this? What was, you know, who, what, when, where, you know, what was the most, you know, because we always talk about, you know, you having your second virginity. So ultimately, why is this, you know, what you have written?
I wanted to find all these different ways to seduce a man by him just reading this. Not only just seducing him, but I like to seduce women too.
She has come to me in my way. It is the way that I like to see it. Go ahead, baby.
I wanted to do both. And the reason I say that is because I want him to be seduced enough by what I'm saying to want the woman he's with. And I want her to be seduced enough by what I'm saying that she's going to want the man she's with. I don't want you to want me, necessarily. It's cool if you do, but I'm not doing it because I'm going to hook up with you. I like the seduction. I like the mystery. And the reason I wrote this, to answer the question, is because it's another form of seduction, and it's her getting what she wants at the same time. Because this is about seduction. This isn't about necessarily about him being pleased. That particular piece is more about her making sure she got pleased. That's exactly what I got from it.
But as we keep going forward, the number is 347-215-8539. This is Word Sexy Radio. Area code 404. Do not hang up, but state your name and where you're calling from. If you have a question or a comment. If not, please do not hang up.
Question or comment?
Do you have anything? Area code 404? Okay. All right, we're going to let this go on then. Okay, so as you heard, the Queen of Seduction, Miss Cotton, that is her new name and her new pseudonym that she is going by, the Seductive One, the Queen of Seduction, the one who makes her man tremble. She does it right here with her poetry. And we're going to have her do another piece here in just a second, but DV, are you satisfied with the answer you got on why she wrote that?
Indeed. But I also have another question.
Okay.
Go ahead.
You know, we are all cover searchers, you know, the type of people who think, who want the cover to represent what's inside the story.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about why you chose the cover that you have.
Oh, let's see. I can
interesting, interesting.
Very simply,
because
the cover, the woman, first of all, the woman on the cover is not really showing much. So that leaves a little mystery, just a little mystery, and at the same time, kind of seducing at the same time.
So
my lips, of course, is obvious and represents seduction's lips, basically. So I just kind of, but I like the cover myself. And that is a whole picture. I just broke it down, and I used Creative Spaces, little extra designs, and that's how the cover came out.
Well, you know, I'm going to go ahead real quick and say something. I think all your books, if I'm not mistaken, every last one of them have you somewhere on them. Is that like a trademark, like Playboy has a bunny somewhere to find on the cover? It seems like
Cotton is
somewhere
that
on
is
the cover.
That is me, all me on the cover of the book, yes.
Okay. DV, you satisfied with that, or do you have anything else?
Oh, of course. Because, you know, if I'm not satisfied, I'm going to ask another question.
I got
a lot of good feedback on some changes that people have suggested and things like that as far as the cover is concerned, and I respected everybody's opinion. I really did, and I made a couple of changes, but not really too much, because I actually like the cover myself. And I think the picture that was posted was really, really small, so it was harder for people to see. But when you get the actual book, it looks different, of course. So, but I actually liked it. And DV, I think DV did give me some really great advice on the cover of the book as well. So it was great to get the feedback. So for the next book, not the next book coming up, but the book after that cover, I'm going to definitely look at some other things, some other avenues, of course.
Wow. Interesting, and I'm glad that you were able to get some info from some other authors, and especially DV, because he is an expert in that area as well. So we're glad that you were able to do that. And I know that the book is going to do well, because all of your books have, and I just can't wait to get my copy. When does it go on sale?
It's actually, you can actually pre-order the book right now, as the DV has done already, I believe. And but the book actually won't actually be released until July the 18th. So for those that are getting it now, you know, it's a good thing. So I'm just going to say that.
So is there an incentive on getting it early versus waiting until the 18th? Or?
Yes, because the price will go up after once the 18th hits, of course.
Okay, well, I didn't know if there was like a special promotion, like a picture of your legs or something that comes with it, or
an autograph
inside the book, an autograph of your lips pressed into the book cover or something, you know, inside the book or some, you know, lipstick or something. I don't know. I was just wondering if there was something special in those.
Hey, from what I understand, Red, when I open my first two pages, it's going to be sized one thigh on each page. So I get to see the open cotton
damn,
size.
Really? I need to go and get my shit now then.
That's a nice poster size right there, because my thighs are pretty big.
Wow. They are that. Anyway, so, we're going to continue on here with Miss Cotton, who is probably going to be the guest for the whole 2 hours, if she doesn't have a problem with that. And we're going to go forth. And what I'm going to do is, to kind of mix it up a little bit, since it's just you tonight, baby, we're going to have a little music in between and give DV a chance. And if you want to, I don't know, this is your interview. If you want to talk relationship stuff in the second half, you can. If not, you don't have to. You can do all poetry if that's your choice. So what is your desire? What is your pleasure?
I would like to talk about some relationship stuff.
Okay, well, we'll do that. So we're going to have her do more poetry, because that's not it. She did one piece. We're going to do a song, and then after that, we're going to have her do some more poetry until we get to the next half. So just sit back and listen as we bring this forth for you.
Yeah.
Sounds of NDIRE and our new one called Cocoa Butter, right here on Word 60 Radio. We're going to keep on doing our interviews with Miss Cotton this evening, who has given us her poetry, and we're going to enjoy it. And we're going to be talking relationships in the second segment, so sit back and relax as we bring you Word 60 Radio. Come back here on this segment here, this set here with Miss Cotton, and we got Mr. D.V. Hint here, who is the co-host. We're doing our thing, as we always do every week, and we're glad that you can listen to us this evening, and hopefully you'll call in. The number is 347-215-8539. This is Word 60 Radio, Grown Folks Radio, and the chat room is open as well. We also ask that you go there if you got any questions or any comments that you want to bring. If you don't want to say it on a phone, you can say it on the chat room. So, Miss Cotton, we want you to do another one if you're prepared and ready. Kind of give us a lead in and go for it.
Let's see. What do I want to do? I'll do this.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. And he likes the taste of my lips, no matter if I'm kissing his lips or tasting his strength. He loves my scent. He's addicted to it. He marinates in my flavor, cotton, candy, cherry, strawberry, banana, or just plain old whipped cream. My lips carry over into his daydreams. See, nighttime is playtime, so even when he sleeps, my lips remind him of an erotic Arctic cold ice trickling down like a stream, a fountain, if you will, of erotic explosions. About me, I know your mama warned you.
These chocolate caramel things that tasty sweet sips have become his sexual treat. Glossed up or naked in the back of a Cadillac or in the elevator, doesn't matter where he takes it, as long as exclusively for him. My lips enjoy every part of his body. He's picking apart the taste of me. See, he likes the taste of my lips, especially when I'm down on my knees. Softly spoken.
Damn. I see you starting
it's
to put
okay,
him down
man.
Like that now. With
me. It's okay,
Ray.
We
can
do
down
a
5 minute
like hiatus. Go ahead and put on another
yeah,
song. Get your 5 minute hiatus in, and we'll all come back.
So I guess DB is trying to say that I'm going to relieve myself. As if he doesn't know
that.
How to do such a thing. You know, I guess he doesn't play with his shit. But anyway, all right. So what do you think about that?
Well, me?
Man, yeah, yeah. God damn, you know, it was hot. So why
you
do you say that I have to go and play with myself as if you don't do such a manner of things?
Because I knew you was about to say it, but I was like, I'm going to go ahead and say it for him.
You well,
know?
No, I wasn't going to say
instead
that.
Of, but wait, instead of, I didn't want you to be like, I'm going to go beat my shit into the, you know, into the little paper sock. And like, you know, I didn't want to do all that. So
well, I wasn't even thinking about that, but I was going to go with the part about the knees and everything and just asking what was her thought process when she was down? Was she actually on her knees and had this experience and then wrote it, or did she write it and then do the experience?
Or
just was it
previous
just,
experience?
Or, yeah.
Or fantasizing about a potential one.
Well, because seduction is who she is, I'm not going to tell you.
I should have known she was going to do such a thing. We knew she was going to do that shit. But it's okay. All right. Okay. So we'll keep it a mystery, and if you want the book, you need to go and get it and read it for yourself. Now, is there any pictures in the book? Or, like, I know in the past you had, like, photos of different, not positions, but things of you, pieces of your body in the book. How are we getting this one?
There's only one picture in the book. Well, there's two pictures in the book, but there's only one picture of me in the book.
Really? You mean to tell me you only put yourself once on the cover and inside once?
Yes.
And
because I wanted
people,
the focus
it,
to be
was it
more
flowers
on,
or what?
No, I got to check it.
All right, okay, all right.
I don't want to give it away. I want people to get it and then see. So, yeah.
Okay, so is there going to be an audio of this as well?
Yes. I'm actually in the process of working on getting the CD done for Seduction Slips. It's only going to actually have four tracks on it, but they're going to be, I've already done one, so I'm working on the other three, and I want them to be very, you'll hear, in this CD, you'll hear some noise, you'll hear Seduction makes some noises, some sex noises, and things like that. So expect that kind of stuff for the actual audio part of it. So,
wow, amazing, interesting.
That's an entire thing about sex noises.
So a little bit of moans and rubbing.
So
and
I don't know. I might have to call on somebody for help to get those sex noises out. I don't know. I'm checking my dad and my orange book to see who's in it that's worth doing all that stuff with.
Man, your black book's so old and turned orange.
Right, that's not, exactly.
Wow. Damn. Well, you know, I don't know what to say on that one. You actually have me baffled. I can't believe it. I mean, I'm fucked up. I don't know what to say. But anyway, all right, so you have us. And it's an orange book, and you have hopefully not all these other guys who lust you all the time on your Facebook page.
No, you know, it's funny because, normally how it works is the person or persons that you might be interested in is the persons or person that's not showing you the interest you want. And then you got all these other people that you don't want talking to you that keep talking to you, you know. So,
does it always work that way? It always works like that.
Works that
the
way.
One you don't want is always in your face, and the one you want doesn't seem to see you. I got it.
Right.
Happens all the time.
all the time. So I'm afraid to open the door to anybody at this point. So.
Wow, that's amazing. I had to drink some water on that one, so that's the reason why I paused.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to make sure I stress that, because DB will say, he'll say quickly I'm jacking or I shot a nut or something. So I got to make sure everybody understand that I wasn't doing that.
I wouldn't have said that. Bring
water, okay?
Okay.
It would have been implied, but I wouldn't have said it.
You already just about said it before a few minutes ago, but it's okay.
So since I have you guys on the line, I just have a quick question. And be honest, I expect honesty when I talk to you all the time, because you guys are pretty straightforward with me when I ask questions.
Of course.
So my question is, since you've seen some of the pictures on my Facebook page, these are all current pictures. None of them are old pictures. They're current pictures, except for the ones you've probably seen already. New pictures. What do you think? What do you think of the new pictures? Is it too much, too little, what?
Well, I already told you what I said about the thighs and all that shit in that one picture, so that says it all as far as I go. I don't think that I have to explain it anymore. No fucking thighs. Let me stop disrespecting you. I think the pictures are very seductive, and they're not over, you're not showing a lot of meat like a lot of people would do. You show just
right,
enough. And it's done with taste and done with a ladylike way of showing her sexuality. I have seen several types of pictures on Facebook, some where they're naked to the bone and some where they're showing pieces. I mean, you don't do that. So, yeah, I think they're great.
Yeah.
Now, DB, what do you have to say?
Let's be honest. You know, to expound on what Red said, there is nothing more tasteless than somebody who's promoting themselves, who has to show their breasts, they're basically jumping out of their shirt to the point where it's strangling their neck. You know, you get tired of seeing those things. So sometimes when you see a cover that, you know, you feel is tastefully done, it's something that you want to take a second look at simply because it's different from what's out there. And so those are the types of things that I appreciate. I mean, the pictures that you put on, they're not like, hey, look at me, I'm wearing a bra and panties. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, there's all this attention out there, hey, look at me, hey, look at me, hey, look at me. But it's not always done tastefully. And I appreciate the way that, you know, you put the pictures on, you know, to show that not only are you tasteful and beautiful, but that, you know, if anybody ever, you know, tries to call you out, you like, look, this is who I am, this is what I do, and I would do it, you know, respectfully, you know,
right.
and that's what I really appreciate.
Yeah, I agree. And my thing I'd like to say also is, there's a perfect example of what he's talking about some of these women who will come on the show and they're selling a product, whether it be a book or just a radio show or whatever. There's this one female who is, I'm going to say her name on my show, and if she wants to get mad and call in and talk shit, that's fine. You won't be the only one that's getting somebody calling you, Cotton. It'll be somebody getting on me. So it'll be like this. Her name is Forever Desired, and this woman, all she wants to do is have these gigantic tattooed-ass titties hanging out all over the damn Facebook page and shit to get moms to listen to her show. That's the only way she can get people to come to listen and show her body. You don't have to do that. She does it.
Yeah.
And then when you go to the show, she ain't talking about shit. I said it. Y'all heard it.
But see, that's the thing. That is the ultimate. That's the ultimate compromise. When you don't have anything else, you offer your body. You do it in a way that is not even, you know, I'm beautiful. It's, hey, look at me. Look what I've got. You know, and it really gets under my skin that people think that little of themselves, that they ultimately have no talent, so they have to show themselves naked or basically half naked just to get some attention. If you do what you need, if you're doing what you're doing and you're doing the right way, people will automatically pay attention to you, which is the single reason why I don't ever put pictures of myself on Facebook. You know.
Well, you know that.
Because
the
whole point is, judge me by the quality of my work. Don't judge me because you think I'm a handsome person or you think, you know, I'm a cute guy. You know what I'm saying? that ultimately undermines everything that I've done. So now you're not focused on the quality of my product. You focus on how can we get together? How can I get with you?
Right. And getting back to this lady, I actually listened to her show, and she had her nerves to be talking about somebody trying to get with her. That's what the whole show is about. Was somebody trying to get with her, and she didn't want to be with this motherfucker. I'm like, you got your ass naked on the damn face all over the world. Everybody can see you. And you worried about somebody trying to get with you that you don't want to get with you? I mean, does that make sense?
No. And that's why I'm always so confused sometimes when people hit me up because, and they're like this guy today, of course. But my reason in asking that question is because I hadn't been able to ask that or get any feedback from, any honest, respectful feedback from somebody who wasn't trying to hit on me about the pics that I posted. Because I am cautious of certain things, like if too much is showing. I mean, and to be honest, when I took those short shots, red. I'm in Kansas City, broad daylight, walking across the street in these hills over near this waterfall off of Blue Parkway. And I'm walking across the street. People are honking their horn, and I'm just like, I was so uncomfortable. I was so uncomfortable because I've never been that much out, and I'm walking outside,
With, you wasn't out, though. I mean, it wasn't faceless. I know for you, that's not you, but I'm just saying, you wasn't really exposing anything, but that just goes to show you what motherfuckers, when they see what they see. You know, there are women that look beautiful that are sexy with all their clothes on.
Right.
And will get the same reaction.
Right.
So I
think you should leave some mystery to who you are because, like I said earlier, if you're showing everything to this guy over here and to that guy over there, the guy that's really trying to get with you is going to be like, well, if she's showing all her goods to everybody else, what is she leaving for me? No?
But see, most importantly, you have to realize that if you're showing everything, the guy is going to expect everything.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and don't get me wrong. Maybe it's wrong for, and I talk to people about this all the time. Is it wrong for people to be like, oh, yeah, if a woman dresses a certain way, then she should be treated a certain way. Is that wrong? Yes. But is it fact? Yes.
Well, I think that you're asking for a certain type of thing when you dress a certain way and you do that. Yes, it can look good. But like you said, if you want certain people to want you, then you have to dress appropriately. If you want a certain type of guy, like Dee Dee was getting ready to say, you're going to get that certain kind of guy. The one that's out there heckling you and doing all this shit. Don't be fucking complaining when the motherfucker is all in your face and you dress like a slut. That's what you're going to get.
Exactly. But then that's what, when I brought up Thirsty, and I know this is off topic of my actual interview, but when I brought up Thirsty, that was one of the reasons I brought up, because some, they're always trying to say that men are thirsty, but women are too. When you're on Facebook or whatever you're doing and showing all your good to everybody you've ever seen before, and this is not your job, but you're just giving it up freely, you're thirsty for the attention, and by no means is Cotton Campbell ever thirsty for somebody's attention? Because I get enough. Thanks.
I know that's right. What we're going to see right now, I know, now please don't hang up, but I have they didn't. Okay, we have a 816 area code. I'm going to see if you have a question or a comment. State your name and where you're calling from. I know where you're calling, but still state your name and where you're calling from. Do you have a comment? Do not hang up, please. Do not have
clearly
a comment.
They have a
All right. I don't know, but they don't have a comment. All right, we're going to leave that there. All right, so here we go. Now, what we're going to do right now is we got about 5 minutes left in this segment. Do you want to give us another poem, or did you want to go directly into the subject matter at hand?
No, I want to give you one more piece. One more.
Whenever you're ready.
Okay, before I give this piece, everybody who's listening, go get you Seduction's Lips. You can pre-order it right now at www.softspokenpoet.com. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on iCloud. You can find me on Reverb Nation. You can find me on Facebook. and, of course, my own website. And every Monday I'm here, and on Sundays I'm on my own radio show, Poetry's Love Letter, with my host, GPA. So, I'm going to give you her fight was within her own mind and body. All she wanted him to do was pound on her. Hit it hard, legs up, spread eagle, backside open wide. She hoped he would give her what she needed. She desired to feel his semen going in and coming out, tongue down, moisture in his mouth. He started in a slow, gentle motion, which was good for a moment. But what she needed was his pissed off, angry love making, body soaking from what should be the explosion. She needed him to hit it fast, strong, and hard, so hard that she could feel it coming up through her throat. Her head laid back, the tears rolled down past her cheeks. She couldn't speak. Eyes closed, deep feeling had exposed all of her emotions. No lotion. She wanted it raw. She thought that if he kissed her hard, she would emotionally feel something. And she can feel it in her stomach as she arches her back. His tongue went in farther. Her heart is hardened, so hardened that she couldn't feel nothing. Leakage from her nose. His forceful thrust curled her toes, but she still wanted more. The emotions are at the surface, but he's not making love. He's sexing. She thought that if he pushed harder, dug into her real deep, hit it every which way that it would put her pain to sleep. Just make her come is all she was thinking. I mean, he sexed her. She didn't need him to make love to her. Morning came and then it was over. No words were ever spoken. She thought he could heal her heart that had been recently broken. Softly spoken.
Shit. Damn. That shit was fucked up. It was nice.
I'm sorry,
you didn't do no poetry like that. Wait a minute, Cotton. Wait a minute. Hold it. You ain't never done no poetry with semen and shit and all this shooting and all that. What the fuck was you thinking? That shit was off the chain. Damn. Wow. You went deep into your soul on this, didn't you?
Seduction came in. She's not playing. But
I see.
That piece was written because I've been in a situation where my heart was so broken that I figured that if I had sex with another man and he just screwed my brains out, that I would forget about that other pain, you know. Not that I did it. I'm saying I thought about it. So since I thought about it, I thought about it.
You ain't got to explain. You don't have to explain.
It's all fiction.
You got to explain. We understand. It's all good. Okay.
Yeah, so, that's where that piece came from, because I know that there are other women out there. I'm not the only person who's ever had their heart broken, and they want to call in the next man and hoping that he can be rid her of the heartache that she's feeling by just screwing her brains out, you know, because sometimes that's where a lot of the emotion's coming from. And you can pull it out of a woman, and the tears fall from her face, and, you know, blah, blah, blah. You guys know what I'm talking about.
But that reminds me of that one cut. What was that movie called? The Best Man, where he, Chestnut, you know, he was his partner,
right.
You know, the guy was partner, and who was the other guy? Tay Diggs screwed her because she was mad because he did some shit, and then they ended up getting married. What was his name?
He was the Ebony Humper in the book.
The Ebony Humper. Okay. Yeah. And it was telling on itself because all he did, everything he did, everybody remembered pieces of it from something he's done, kissing the damn forehead and all this shit. But anyway, it was one of those kind of things that just came to mind when you told me that. So, all right, so we got 1 hour left. in the next segment. We can start with that, or we can do another song so I can go do what I need to do and come back, like DV always said, or we can just go straight into it. What would you like to do?
We can go straight. Is GPA still on the line?
He is. I can bring him in if you'd like.
Could you?
Sure. GPA, what's going on, brother? You've been summoned.
Wow.
You've been summoned.
Wow. That's really bad. I was just sitting there thinking I could just enjoy the thing for one night without opening my mouth, but I guess that's not the case.
No, we can't. Sorry.
I've been listening to
well,
I know a lot of dudes out there are really just turned over, turned up, turned out, because the Queen of Seduction has been putting it on them. Like, oh, my God.
I know you want to do I'm Obsessed With You, but no, not today, baby.
No.
I'm messing with him. I gotta mess with him because this brother is so good. I can't let him go tonight. I can't do it. I can't release the Kraken, as they would say. I'm not gonna do that. Not tonight. But we know you want to, because I know it's in your bones. It's in your bones, ain't it, brother?
It's all cotton tonight. I'm just here watching.
You watching?
Well,
oh, you can see her. Okay. Damn, he can see you. Are y'all on Skype with them shit, or are y'all in the same city?
No, we're on the same team. That's how it goes.
All right. I like that. There you go. All right. Okay, well, I like that.
Since we have GPA on the line, thank you so much for calling the tag team. Tell me how you like the last piece. Can you give us some feedback on that last piece? Because that's now I've not done that piece before, so I really was reading it out the book, and I was very uncomfortable doing that, but I'd never done it before. It was my first time, so.
Okay.
So you want to know what I think?
I want to know what you think, yeah.
Listen, please put quotations about what I'm about to say, around what I'm about to say. Please quote me, and I said it. There is nobody, East Coast, West Coast, Midwest, Down South, there is nobody fucking with Cotton Campbell. No.
I know that's right.
I don't care how many of y'all think y'all get on your blog talk shows, you get whatever it is you think you get on, that's cool, that's nice, that's real quaint. You are not fucking with Cotton Campbell when it comes to this stuff right here. That's all. You ain't doing it. I ain't seen nobody better at it than her. So, whatever.
Hey, that sounds like some hatred there going on. What's with that, brother? Are you just letting them know and shit?
Letting them know.
And I understand you, my brother. I know how you feel because that's your tag team. And I know how it is when you got that tag team thing going, and you got that person, you support them and they support you, and they bring it down, and they tear it up and they get it out there. But she is very good at it, as we do know. DV, what did you get? Because I know you had something to say, DV. What was up, man?
Man, GPA said it all. You know, there's nothing that you can really say after that because he summed it up perfectly. You know, what the hell? You know, that's like me saying something after Martin Luther King then came out on stage. Like, well, that was Martin Luther.
Damn.
That's pretty much all you got to say.
Okay. Understood, and that's it. There you go.
That's it. That's all. Oh, wow. Thank you.
Okay. So what we're going to do right now is, now that we have GPA on, and I assume you want him to stay on, we're going to go ahead on into the next segment here, into what we're talking about as far as what the subject matter is this evening. So can you give us that right now?
I'm here. Whatever, I'm cool.
Cotton. Okay.
Yeah.
We're waiting on you. Okay.
Okay. So, as always, I always have a setup for you guys. That last piece was a setup. And I love that I have you all three on here again from the last setup.
It's always a setup, man. It's always some bullshit. I know it every damn time. Every damn time we get set up. Okay.
I'm just kidding. Actually, the last poem. poses the question of how do you feel about being used for just that sexual need?
Who's going to answer that first?
Hey. Let's let the guest answer it.
Okay, guest.
The guest, right, will, so the guest will answer.
So,
guest will answer.
So,
I don't,
so we got
me
GPA,
personally,
GPA.
No, GPA's not the guest. I am.
Mm-hmm.
You are. But I didn't know if you wanted to answer right now since you asked the question.
I'm going to answer right now.
Go on and answer.
My answer is I don't like being used for sexual purposes. I don't.
So why did you write that?
Been,
why did you write that?
You guys,
why did you do that?
Because,
shit?
Let me tell you why. Because, again, I said, I've been in so much heartache that I figured if I could call on somebody to do that, then I would. But, unfortunately, I've never been able to call on somebody to do that. And the reason why is because I just never felt anybody was good enough to hit it hard enough to make that pain go away. So there would be no point in me calling somebody because I would be pissed off at them for even coming over. Like, why'd you even come here? You didn't do nothing. You know, like, that's how I would feel. So, but there are
really?
Women and there are men
really?
Out there.
Really? Are you serious?
I'm
really?
Very serious.
Are you serious? Are you serious?
Yeah. Very, very
okay.
much so.
Okay. Well, we know you're serious because you said this shit before on the show, so it's not like it was something
yeah.
new. You have definitely said this statement before on this show, and we know you have.
Ain't nobody good enough.
But
ain't nobody
but anybody
good
else out
that
there. Absolutely. But you
what?
Know something? Anybody else out there? I want to hear from the audience. 347-215-8539 is Word Sex Radio. We want you to call in and give us a comment on being used. How do you feel about using somebody just to get sex or to get broke off? We want to hear it. Call in or get on the chat room. The chat room is open as well. So before, now who's going to answer the next? Who's going to answer next?
Oh, shoot.
Let GPA do that.
Okay, Mr. GPA, what do you have to say to that?
GPA.
Let me tell you. I wish somebody would.
Here we go. Here we go and shit.
I wish somebody would use me for sex. I really would. Because then I could just be me. I could just chill and write another book about it. I mean, you know, like otherwise, you know, it's like, oh, we gotta go out. We gotta talk to each other. We gotta have
cuddle.
And we can't have that. That's not necessary all the time.
Not a cupcake.
So. Not cupcake. That's a little gay. We don't want no cupcake shit going on.
That's the terminology that they use in California. They call it cupcaking.
Really? You know,
yes.
When I used to hear that terminology back in the, I guess in the 90s, that was like cream puff cupcake. That was a little gay
yeah,
shit. But I guess they changed it up.
And they brought it back around to, because if I see you on the phone with your girl, I'm like, come on, dude, you cupcaking. We ain't got all day for this.
Damn.
You know, I mean, you on the phone with your boo.
Okay. Well, we'll accept that. This is 2013, so.
You were caking?
You was caking.
So did he answer the question? Because I don't think I heard an answer.
He did.
He said he doesn't mind being used. Okay,
yeah.
I'm going to answer last, so it's on you now, brother.
All right, well, let's be honest. I'm completely with GPA, and the reason being is this. You know, if a woman comes up to me and she's like, you know what, I'm going to use you for sex, and she does it regularly, that means I'm doing something good.
Right.
Because if I wasn't doing nothing good, she'd be like, thanks, but no thanks. I mean, let's be honest.
Right.
But let's be honest. I'm not going to say women are good at sex. By default, you know, women are considered good, but men have to prove they're good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So if
man,
if
like that.
But
that's
if,
true. That's true.
Oh, yeah.
So if I've proven, you know, my worth, then that means I get a second, a second encounter, third encounter, whatever. I get future encounters. So is it a bad thing for somebody to tell me I'm great at sex? No. It is an awesome thing. Because, as men, we don't typically hear that. You know, the only thing we hear is, yeah, we can do this again. And for us, that's good enough. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You don't have to be like, baby, you was the best ever. That's cool. I'm getting it again. All right. That's all that really needs to be said.
Okay.
And if I'm
well,
used for that purpose, so be it.
Right, but it's not being used is not necessarily a bad thing, in my opinion. I think a lot of people use everybody for different things. It just depends on, you know, how you're feeling about the situation, whether or not it was talked about before. I don't know, but it just, I think everybody uses somebody at some point for something, rather than be a good thing
you
or a
know,
bad thing.
But see, women are getting
used. You know,
yeah, if women are getting used. You know, everybody telling you, you know he using you. So what, you know,
hello,
so forth and so on.
Use me.
Yeah.
So you know, my opinion.
Getting used, they telling you how lucky you are. For real?
Well, my opinion is like this. I feel that, you know, as long as you know you're being used, it's fine. Now, my problem is when you put it all out on the table and you've made an informed decision that you both are just fucking and that's all you want to do, then that's some good shit. But if you're not knowing that you're getting used, well, you don't know, but you just don't accept the fact because your feelings is involved, then of course it's going to be fucked up. But my thing
right.
is, as long as you know right. and you have both decided, yeah, we just going to fuck, we want to booty call this, whatever. I'm leaving the club, it's 3:30. I need some ass. I'm calling you, I'm coming over and getting some, and it's all set up and known, then that's fine. But if it's just some shit you think you're in a relationship with, then all of a sudden you find out you're a toy, then it can be
that's
bad.
Different.
So,
I wouldn't mind so
different.
Much
though,
either.
So to answer your question, if I know I'm being used and we have made that establishment, then fuck it, I'm with it.
But
if
I think for
that,
most part, I think men probably don't mind it so much as some women. There are some women out there that don't care.
Today there are a lot of women that will tell you that all they want is
right.
they don't need
that's
nothing
all they
else
want.
From your
right, head. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're, you know, but for the most part, a man wouldn't really care. He'd be like, oh, you using me for sex? Oh, okay, well, that's cool.
until
but wait,
because
then that
alleviates a
lot of the
involved. Well, no, listen now. They like it until their feelings get in it. They start loving this shit and really liking it. And old girl ain't feeling them like that, but she's giving it to them great. Then all of a sudden, they start getting thirsty, as you said, and they start getting needy and starting
nope.
to cling on her. And then she's
right,
like,
Red,
well,
you're
I
wrong.
Thought we had...
A
I
man
thought,
ain't going to
no,
care until he see you with
no,
another man. When you see you with another man, then all of a sudden he's like, wait a minute.
I was just getting ready to say that, DB. You cut me off. I was just going to say that. You start getting clingy. And then when you see a motherfucker with her, that's when your ass is like, huh?
What?
You get that
what?
Scooby
on,
shit.
That's when the realization settles in.
Now all of a sudden, wait, now all of a sudden y'all in a relationship.
Right.
Right, absolutely.
I thought we were exclusively
we
using each other.
Yeah.
I thought you were with me. What you doing with this fool?
Yeah. I thought our user was mutual.
Right. I thought we was only using each other. What happened?
Yeah.
Oh,
that, what the
yeah,
hell?
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah,
about
yeah that's what's crazy.
That is crazy. I have to say that I thought about that, but it's just not in me. I can't do it. I just can't.
Well,
I did.
Well,
I thought
everybody can't. A lot of people cannot have. You're not by yourself, Cotton. A lot of people.
Right.
Do not want to have sex just to be having it. There's a lot of them that just don't. But then, you know, some can. You know, some can't. So that's
see,
just the way it goes.
There's certain... go ahead.
But that's the reason, one of the reasons why I wrote that poem is because there are a lot of people out there, not even just for that purpose, but for other reasons. You know, people don't want to be alone, so they keep the sex partner around and they're using somebody for the sex. Or, because I think I had a friend of mine told me, she said, Sheila, I can't be by myself. I'm not like you. I was like, what the hell makes you think I want to be by myself?
Wow.
I do it because I don't want anybody running up in me. I can't do it.
I do have one stipulation. If somebody is using me, but then they're buying me stuff or trying to buy me stuff, I hate that. I hate thinking that.
No, I'm just playing.
No, I hate thinking that I'm somebody's gigolo or that, you know, the whole purpose of our relationship is financial. I'm nobody. You know what I'm saying?
So you telling me that if she decides she just wanted to buy you stuff and you're having sex with her, but she wants to take you out all the time and pay for the meal, she always wants to buy you clothes, she always wants to get you shit. So you think you're a gigolo at that point?
No.
You think you're a gigolo? You think you're a gigolo, though?
No, what I'm saying is then it's not you're using me. Now it's, you know, you're owning me. You know what I'm saying? Like you have
claim
to
the concept.
Yeah,
I get the concept. I do. Because I was in that situation some years ago where someone was, I had to tell her, I said, I mean, do you want me to not buy things? I mean, when do I get a chance to pay for a meal or something? I mean, it was always this, always that, always give me this, always that. And I know where you're coming from with that because you want to feel adequate or whatever. But it's not that you don't feel like you're a man. It's just that you start feeling like you are being, that they have to put you in check by buying you things, and then when they next thing they know, they'll bring it up at some point. Well, I did this, I did that for you. Well, you know, you didn't have to. I didn't ask you to do that shit, but you took it, though. When you take it, just like with women, when you take the item from the person, you know, even though you have no intentions of being with them or staying with them or doing whatever it is at him or her, and you start taking things, you wonder why they start acting silly. Well, hell, you led them to that. So who's really using who?
It's basically acceptance. I accept this behavior because I'm accepting, you know, your gifts for this behavior. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you don't want to get serious, though.
But I think at some point you should state that. I don't think that you should say something. Say that you don't, you know what I'm saying? Most people don't say, hey, I can't accept her because I don't want any. I'm going to tell you. I have no problem saying
really
I can't take this from you because I don't. I don't want somebody giving me something because they think that that's their way of controlling me or keeping me in order, I think somebody said earlier, or, you know, because sometimes I feel like that. Now I feel like I owe you because, you know, you bought these things and then you bring them up and you throw them in my face. Now I'm feeling like, well, maybe I need to give it back.
A 5-carat diamond ring. A 5-carat diamond ring is given to you. Cotton, I want to take you to Paris. I have this 5-carat diamond ring I'm going to give you right now, baby. Would you accept that?
Are we talking hypothetically?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because
like, she like the ring.
She had to think about that shit, didn't she? She had to think about it.
No.
Well, you know how much a 5-carat ring is worth?
No. I'm telling you, I wouldn't
think about
because
it.
The reason I wouldn't is because
Vivi said he had to think about that shit. Anyway,
They come with a price. I would
no
say
homo,
no.
No homo, Vivi. No homo. Okay.
They come with a price.
It couldn't be a dude giving me a ring. I tell you that shit right now. There's no
I had to say no homo. Make sure you understand no homo here. All right. But go ahead, Cotton. Finish your statement. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was saying that I would say no because those things, for me, in my opinion, they come with a price. If we're not dating and we're not in a relationship and you throw that at me, nah.
No, just say you've been working with this person for about 6 months and he has lots of money. No, listen. Mm-hmm. He has lots of money and all this. And, you know, you kind of like him a little bit, but you don't want him because you know he has all this. Then all of a sudden he's puts this in front of you. You're going to say no?
I would have to say no because they come with a price. Everything comes
with
a price.
But you really like him. You really do want to be with him. You just haven't really said that because you wanted to keep it professional. We kind of talked about this last week a little bit.
Yes.
So you're going to say no? You're
but
say
does he
no
really like
person?
Me? Because if he's giving me a
well,
ring, that means he wants to marry me. He wants to marry
me.
Maybe not.
He just might want you to be on his arm right now. He may be saying this. Let's propose, but not get married today. Maybe a little bit down the line, but can we hang out? We're going to Paris for dinner. I'd like to give you this 5-carat diamond ring and to show my appreciation of all the things you've done for me.
If I was an escort girl, a high priced escort girl, I would say yes. But
I'm like,
why are you saying this?
You know what I tell them?
How many women call in and tell me?
We can't go to Paris for dinner because you realize it's 7 hours ahead of us, right? I'm like, we're already late.
Well, you might be having dinner tomorrow. 347-215-8539. We need some women to call in or some men to say what's the price since we went in that direction. What is their price? What will it take for you to get with someone
and
have sex with them for nothing?
I look at certain things like I can buy things
I know,
on my own. I don't need that. I need other stuff.
A 5-carat diamond ring?
No, I don't need that. That would just be something that I want.
Right. What did you hear her say, Vivi?
remember when we were talking about indecent proposals?
Suppose, right.
You know, I can't ask you this shit, Red, because I already know what your answer is going to be. But, Kai, let me ask you. Suppose, okay, let's suppose you're dating somebody. All right, y'all dating. In fact, y'all may be on the verge of getting married. And a woman makes a proposal to him. She says, look, you know, I've been digging your boyfriend, your fiance for a minute now, and I will give you $5 million if you allow me to, you know, sleep with him for the next 6 months. You know, just 6 months, $5 million.
Right? Talk it over with him.
Yeah. Would you take that deal?
Hell yeah.
Let me put this in. I knew you was going to say it. You can make it 100,000. I said yes. Listen, she just gave her answer.
You can come back with words now, but you already answered with the pause and the laugh. That was it, baby. Go ahead.
Actually, I was laughing. I'm sorry. So let me say this respectfully, because I'm in love with this person, right?
Right. You love
him. You're getting ready to marry him in like 2 months.
And he's in love with me, and we're gonna get married.
Right.
Okay. So what I would have to, I mean, of course, it would be a conversation that would happen because it's his body, it's his life, too. I would have to have this conversation with him, right?
6 months or one night?
It's still $5 million. 6 months.
Right. It's still $5 million. And so ultimately, I would have to look at him and say, hell yeah, I want my $5 million.
Hey, that's real.
There is a price for infidelity. There is
like,
a price for infidelity.
Hey, see, no, because see, we're not married yet. So it's okay for him to go to the loo and do whatever. Get it out your system, because when once we get here, we're going to take our $5 million
man,
and we're going to
play Cotton.
Well, let me ask you this, Cotton. So since he's done that, are you going to get some
every morning?
While he's out with this woman for the night, Beyonce or whoever this bitch is with the money. I'm sorry to call her bitch. But anyway, whoever it is with the money. So, you know, I want to see. Now, I got messed up because the question I was going to say, would you go out and do something yourself?
No, I wouldn't. Okay, and let me tell you why. Because this is a business deal for us. This ain't personal.
Right.
This is business. So I'm going to look at it as a business deal. She's going to give us $5 million, and after 6 months or a night or whatever, she's going to go on her merry way, and we're going to go on ours. Whether we go separately or together, you got some money, I got some money. That's a business deal to me. That's
remember,
how I look at that.
If he says, I'm leaving, and he leaves with the $5 million, he's $5 million richer.
No, see, she would have to at least give me half up front. Now, what she do with the other half, that's her business.
So you
said
you'll take $2.5 million.
You know what
million.
I do? If me and Cotton was dating, I'd kiss the hell out of Cotton. And I'd be like, I see you in 6 months, baby. I will beat that pussy up for you.
Right?
So you saying you're going to take $2.5 million. He gets his $2.5 million. He's fucking her tonight. Okay, and then you go and get you a little dick somewhere else, and then y'all come together.
No, I'm not going to do anything, because see, the one person I have to stay true to is myself. And just because we got a business deal, see, part of the business is not me screwing somebody else. Part of the business deal, because I'm not getting, the next dude ain't giving up $5 million.
So he ain't giving up $5 million.
I ain't doing
nothing.
Hold up.
Let me say this real quick, and then you can go ahead and say your comment. If he's your man and you're saying go ahead and do it, and then you get paid after he's done it, you've tricked your man.
Exactly.
So you made him promise you. You getting paid, and you ain't did shit wrong.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Ultimately, it's his decision.
You don't
want
to get tricked, but you want him to. Well, y'all made a decision together because he could have. Okay, so if it's his decision, then he don't even have to tell you shit. He can just have it. He can get the whole $5 million. Fuck her.
We
and
all
tell
know
you something
this,
that
I
got tied up last night. I couldn't be around, which you
no,
really did.
No, because the picture that DV painted was the woman came to me. She didn't come to him. She approached me. So since she approached me with
man,
the proposition,
you sold his dick for
hey,
a night.
No, because listen to the ultimate. The ultimate decision is his. He can say, hell no, I don't want to do that. He can say that.
No, listen,
I can't make
Cotton,
him.
Listen.
I can't make him do anything.
But Cotton, he said y'all was gonna discuss it, so y'all talked about
right.
it.
Right.
And
we gonna
him,
talk
yeah,
about it.
So
if he decides that's what he wants to do, I'm going to have his back for the next 6 months with my $2.5 million till he comes back with his $0.5 million so we can go spend our $5 million somewhere in the Caribbean. I don't know.
But he gave you permission, though. He gave you permission because you're giving him permission because you told him.
I wouldn't care. I'm not gonna step over those lines because if, for one, I could probably get over it because it's something he and I discussed. But if I'm going to go out and sleep with some unknown person, the problem with that is that somebody's inserting something in me. He is inserting something in somebody, which is a big difference, and you guys know this. When a man puts his semen in you, it stays for a minute. It don't go away right away. It doesn't. He can get up and wipe his ass off and go on about his business. You probably would never know he had sex if he had a woman. But
okay, all of that is great,
situation.
Cotton. All of that is good. But what I'm saying is, you're
I don't
saying
want
it's
another man. I'll
alone.
Say this. I don't want another man touching me if I'm in love with another man. I don't want that. So that's just my
okay.
bottom line. I'm not doing
but
it.
But I understand. And there's nothing wrong with that. That's fine. But what I'm saying is you gave him permission to fuck her.
That's right.
For $5 million.
That's
and
right.
And it's okay with you.
We talked about it. It's a business deal.
So you helped him.
That's
what, you helped him make the decision.
True.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
you're saying that, you did, that he made a decision by himself. You said he made that decision by himself, and he didn't. Y'all talked about it. Y'all agreed. Go get the fucking money and come back.
But if he said, no, honey, I don't want to do that, then I'm going to say, okay, we ain't got to do it. Let's go on about our business, period.
If it's a business deal, are you going
to
That's not true. That's not true.
Oh, shoot.
What's not true? I was going to ask GPA. Like,
listen,
but see, well, they,
listen,
before
me,
they got the argument.
Let me just, my partner, you know, I roll with my partner from end to end, but I'm going to just keep it 100 right now.
Oh,
knowing my partner the way I do, what she just said was just propaganda. That is not true. She ain't going no way for none of that. None of that. For nothing.
Really?
She don't care how much
are you sure?
It is.
Really? Are you serious?
Listen.
Why do you know it's propaganda? How do you know it's propaganda, Mr. GPA?
Well, you know what? Fine. So if we gonna ask all that.
I'm just asking. How do you know it's propaganda?
Don't bust me.
My partner, does not want anybody to talk to me who's out of bounds or who's not on square. She doesn't have any of that. She's very protective of me. When we go on tour, we out on trips or whatever, on radio shows or on live shows, she doesn't play any of that. So if somebody's, like, acting greasy or whatever the case, she stands on them. So I know if I'm her partner and she does that, is this somebody she's really into and got these feelings?
I'm
standing on
I'm
that.
Glad you said that because I was just here to say the next thing. Are you her man? That's what was
no
going to come out next, but you cleared it up.
Oh.
You said what? No way you're a man? Okay.
$5 million. You don't know.
Her integrity, when she has to look into the mirror, now I'm speaking about her integrity. When she has to look into the mirror, she ain't going. She don't want to share because she don't like to share. She
don't
want to share.
Like
no. No. Not at all.
Okay.
I don't like it.
Let me say this, and we're going to go forward because we got like 30 minutes left. You're not going to do the $5 million, Cotton? Is he telling the truth, or is this propaganda or whatever? Just let us know.
I think
I'm just going to
be quiet.
Are you serious? You're going to be quiet? You're gonna be quiet.
Okay, I'm gonna tell y'all like this. Let's put things in perspective right now. Let's say you make $100,000 a year. All right, that's pretty nice living, right? $100,000 a year.
Right.
in order to get to $5 million, you'd have to go 50 years without spending a dime of that money.
Right.
50 years. All right? So think about that. There are people out there making $25,000 and $50,000, and it would take them longer without spending a single dime. That's $5 million. You could buy a whole lot of shit with that.
For one night, couple of nuts, that's it. It's done.
Because as much as you want to, but let's be honest, as much as you want to talk integrity, the bottom line is, this is the difference between you struggling and you retiring.
And you ain't even got to be see that person no more after that night.
Yeah, but you gotta hear Cotton saying to you, hold on. Wait a minute. As soon as the applause and all that stuff start, all that what you just said is valid. But I know my partner, and you don't have to sit there and hear, oh, my God, yeah, we're here. And you say, well, we got this money, babe. We got this money. And she'd be like, yeah, excuse my language, everybody. Yeah, but you had to fuck that bitch. You had to fuck that bitch. What did you do to her?
Was it good? Was the pussy good? Was it tight?
Right.
Was it better than mine? It's not was it tight, it's was it better than mine.
Right now, I don't like none of y'all right now. None of you. Not one of you.
Look, let me say this, and we can get off of this right now after this, but I'm going to say this. He seems to think that you won't do it. You said you would. So I don't know. But anyway, I know that a lot of people in the chat room said that they would probably. Well, that chat room's not really doing much. There's just a smiley face in there, so I don't know what this was. But anyway, I mean, if you did do it, there's nothing wrong with it. If you don't do it, it's okay. I mean, integrity is great and everything. But I'm going to tell
you,
when you get in that position, yeah, I would do it. If I was in that position, hell yeah, I'd do it.
Okay, would you allow your woman to do it, though?
Right.
I don't know.
That's
I probably
what
would.
That's
if
what
we
I was trying to say.
If we talked about it and she really wanted to do this shit and we going to get paid, I'd make her put something in writing first before it happened.
That I'm getting some of that?
Hell yeah.
Getting some of that money. I'd kill you.
Absolutely. If you're going to let that be the case. But it depends on where you are with this person. If you really love them and all that, I can see where GPA is coming from in that. But, you know, my thing is it just depends. You know, I mean, just like we saw in the movie, you know, they didn't want it to happen. They let it happen. He slept with the woman. I don't know if he actually slept with her or not in the movie. I can't remember. But she did spend the night. And she actually left him for a while. She actually left him for a while. And he was fucked up. Yeah, that was him, though.
But remember, if we think about it, everybody on this phone tonight, if we took our salaries for the rest of our lives and add them all together,
we'll never make
that.
Never make $5 million. Never make it. No, we won't. I don't know how much you get paid. I ain't getting paid that damn much. But,
I was being.
To talk about the paper. You kept it real.
You know what?
Talk about the paper.
Because everybody here probably didn't play the lottery with the hopes of winning that, you know, at least some of that money.
Right.
You know,
right.
So if you play the lottery and not win, but then have an absolute chance to get at least some of that, you take it into actual consideration. You don't just like, nah, $5 million ain't for me. You take that shit into real consideration.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, but it's like, okay,
and
think about this.
Too.
Let me just
she
say this. You're right about that. You're right about the paper. You do have to look at it because your whole lifestyle has changed with that. But you got to look and see. This ain't. And anybody listening, please, excuse me, I'm just being real honest here. This ain't some chick you met at the end of the bar, some skeezer, nothing. It's like none of that. This is your main, this is your heart and what have you, as far as for man and woman. And you let her go, because, like, I remember that movie, and dude, Woody Harrelson was sick. I mean, they agreed and all that. He came to the party wilding out. Like, the paper sound good and what have you, but, you know, everybody ain't built for it. You got to be really or almost on some pimp level type stuff to be like, hey, yeah, go get that money. You know what I'm saying? You almost got to do it, and everybody ain't really built for that like that.
Right.
And you know what really hurt? Since we're talking about that movie, what really did it was when she went with them, if she would have came on back that night afterwards and been done with it, it would have been fine. But this motherfucker said, fuck this. I'm going to be with this motherfucker. And he kept, and Robert Redford decided to play it all the way out. until she started acting like she wanted to go back to him. And then when she did, he was happy. He let her go because he wanted to use her. And he did.
Right. Right.
She's
but I will say that GPA is, he knows me very well in certain areas. So, but when somebody actually presented me $5 million and my situation ain't quite set, and I'm making $5 an hour, that probably won't happen, but I'm just saying. You know, you sit down and you do talk about that. Now, to be honest, if we got back together or not, then so be it. You know what I'm saying? That's kind of where I am with it right now, and I'm being totally honest as to if somebody had to present me with something like that, and I had a partner or I had somebody that I was really in love with, I would have to sit him down and seriously, we need to talk about that. Whether we continue to stay together after that or not, but it's harder for a man to get past the fact that his woman just was touched by another man recently and he knows about it than it is for a woman to get over. Eventually, she'll get over because we have a more forgiving nature about us than men. It's harder for men to, because that's a visual that you put on it every day. Very emotional. So in order for us to cross over and it really have some meaning behind it, we have to be in love with the other person, or he has to have done something for us emotionally. But my emotional tie is with the man that I'm with. So he go out and bang some woman because he probably done it for free already anyway. So why not get the $5 million and come on back home, baby? Let's do this. I'm just saying.
I was just geared to put that monkey wrench into the system here. We got about 20 minutes left. I was going to say, what if you had just, this was the situation, the scenario. You were sitting at the bar, just like you said, with your husband and wife, whatever, y'all together, y'all getting ready to get married or whatever. And this guy brings this to you, and y'all have just got into an argument, and this dude knows this. He sees y'all down there struggling in something. You just found out he was fucking around with your best friend or somebody. Here he comes saying, well, look, let's fix this. Now that y'all, you know, he brings his proposal to you. Would it be easier for you to do it then?
Me?
You? Oh,
he talking to us because he's talking about a man.
No, because I would never do anything out of anger like that, because I'm one of those people where I don't want to have anything where I feel regretful about, whether he may have something that he's hanging over my head. Just because he did something wrong, two wrongs don't make a right, so I'm not going to do it just because he did something. I will do it because he and I talked about it, and that's what the decision that we made. I mean, I'm not doing it at all. I'm telling you right now, I'm not sharing my body that belongs to another man with another man. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing it. I don't like to share like that. I'm sorry. I just don't.
But he can do it for you, though. You just caught his ass fucking around, and then he says, look. Let me, we'll say it's a woman. We'll have it where the man has to fuck, like we were talking about before. You're going to let him go ahead and do it, but you will not. As long as your body's not involved, it's okay.
It's not even about my body so much. It is about, the problem would be for me is that because I know men well enough to know that if I allowed another man to touch my body, the same way you were just talking about Woody Harrelson, he was all jacked up. If I allowed another man to touch my body, I'm definitely never going to get back the man that I am in love with. So I'd rather nobody touch me. See, I can eventually get over it because I know me. He may not, and I don't want to take the risk of me losing him emotionally and losing his love for me because he knows another man touched my body.
But you know that he touched somebody else's.
That's right, and we've discussed it, and that's what we talked about doing. So, hey, we're going
over. And it's okay. No, I'm talking about he's been with somebody for free, like you said earlier.
For $5 million, it's going to change our lives.
But see, that's what I'm telling you. You keep going away from that. But I just said that same thing a few minutes ago, and you keep saying it ain't okay.
But who's to say that he won't do it? Who's to say that he wouldn't do it anyway? Even without the $5 million.
So he gonna hide his money from you? You gonna know his lifestyle change.
I don't know that he just slept with a woman for it.
Well, he might say, well, you know what he had before. He proposed to you. You didn't know he didn't have any money. All of a sudden,
that doesn't mean who gets in a proposal every day. Like you're not going to be thinking that, oh, you must have slept with a woman to get it. You're not thinking that.
Well, no, that's what I'm saying. But if you've been with this person and you know him enough that you want to marry him, I think you would kind of know his financial status, I would hope.
I would know if he slept with somebody. I would know if he slept with somebody without him telling me. But my point is that in this particular situation, we talked about it as a unit, and we decided that this was something that was going to be beneficial for the both of us as a business opportunity to move forward, so to speak.
I said it's okay if he sleeps with the woman for the money, but you, as long as your body's not involved,
right.
It's okay, right?
But
so
right.
You kept going around that.
No, what I was saying was that what I'm saying to you is it's not just about my body. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying it's about the whole aspect, the emotional part of it, the mental part of it for me. Not just about the body part of it. It's the whole aspect of it.
He sleeps with her without a rubber.
Okay, I don't know what to tell you. I'm not gonna be in their room with him. So if he does that, that's on him. Like I believe I stated earlier that she would have to give me my $2.5 million up front. So if he sleeps with her without a condom, if he gets her pregnant, if she ends up with a disease, so be it. That'll be his problem and not mine.
Hey, the way if he get her pregnant and she got the money, she's offering y'all $5 million. Hell, y'all need to take care of the baby too and catch some of that.
I'm not. Cotton's not doing that. No. Cotton's not doing that.
Girl, you pregnant?
No.
I got hope for pregnant.
No. I'm not sure. Like I said, I already have my $2.5 million up front. So what if he do with her after that? Whether he use a condom, don't use a condom, that's gonna fall on his lap. Because now he's taking an even bigger risk.
Okay, the money comes out after the sexual act, of course. But yeah, I understand.
Right.
We're gonna let that go.
Is coming out before, or it won't happen.
No. The dude is saying that he won't give the money until afterwards. So what does it matter if you get it before or after? You're gonna get $2.5 million. What does it matter?
You're gonna sign it without a down payment. Who gives you a car without a down payment?
This guy is not gonna give you the money without papers, documents signed. So you're gonna sign. He just wanna have the sex act before.
I wouldn't care. I want a down payment because I don't believe you. I don't trust nobody like that.
You would have to make sure it was in the contract, because if it's not...
Because it would be. That's what I'm saying, is it would be. I want my half up front.
You want your money before he has sex with you. Then the dude going to say,
you
must go leave me then if you're going to do that.
Having sex with me. Nobody's having sex with me. That's out.
I didn't say you was having sex. I said... He's going to figure that you're not going to have sex with him no more after the fact, because you got the money in the beginning and you're going to leave.
I got half the money in the beginning.
That's what I'm saying. You got your piece.
So then he would have to give the other half to my honey after the fact.
Yeah, but you going to go back to your honey?
Heck yeah. If my honey wants to have me back, but again, we're not talking about me because I'm not doing it.
All right, look, we got 16 minutes left. We want you to go ahead and tell everybody how they can get your book. How they can get your book, where they can find you on the website,
I just
how they
want
can
to
get
point
in contact
out
with you.
How much I hate y'all three right now.
Well, whose question was this anyway? I mean, I didn't make it up. It wasn't not mine. So you can hate me if you must.
That was it. We weren't talking about me. I'm trying to figure out who brought up the indecent proposal thing. I didn't bring that up.
Deviant. That's why he is a deviant one. Deviant. That is why he is a deviant. He brought that shit up. Okay.
You can find Cotton at www.softspokenpoet.com. You can find me on Facebook. It's Cotton, Softspoken Poet. You can't find me unless you're a friend of a friend. So you got to know somebody that's on my friend list to find me anyway. Twitter, Cotton, Softspoken, iCloud, Reverb Nation. And then in a city near you, me and my tag team partner will be. I will be in Atlanta. I'm doing the Juneteenth celebration here on the 15th, and then I'll be leaving from here to go to Chicago to go to Atlanta.
Okay, so unless you got $5 million that you want to give in a decent proposal situation, she will be in those places. If not, see her and she will make sure it happens. We just thank you for coming on. We're not done yet. We got about 15 minutes. So, GTA, what's going on with you besides? I know you and her are doing things, but what else is going on with you?
Listen, we got July 18th. We released Seduction's Lips. The hot read of the summer as far as poetry goes. This weekend I'll be in Columbus, Ohio for the Erotic Showcase. I'm still a show. Nobody knows I'm still a show. Next week we have our WrestleMania, which will be in Atlanta, Georgia. Black Poetry Cab Poetry Fest. Cotton Campbell and I will be there. And Andre Lenoche, my new guy, I got coming aboard. We're going to shock the world next weekend. And then we got a few other things going on. If you take a look on NBC, I made it to the second round of America's Got Talent, so they should have a clip of me on there going up against Howard Stern and all that, so you'll be able to see it. So that's all.
All right. Well, we appreciate that. And, DV, what's going on with you and Naughty Inc. Press?
Man, that is all Melody. I got back into writing. I started today, man. I wrote like 15 pages, and I was like, you know what? I'm proud of this. Had to pat myself on the back. So,
right.
in addition to getting back into writing, you know, I'm just actually to be a grown up, start, you know, handling all my responsibilities. My son is in, you know, he went off to military camp, so now it's just me and the computer. So, I have no excuse.
All right. All right. Well, as far as Red Snapper goes, I have Sensuous Whispers coming out this fall. So we're in the process of trying to finish that, and I'm still waiting to see what the status of Fire and Desire is going to be. Thought it would be out by now, but for some reason it isn't, so I'm going to have to find out the status of that. But we're going to let you know how that goes once it comes up. But got some book signings coming up as well here in Kansas City and other places. So we're going to be doing that. And as far as if you're in the city and you want to learn how to two-step, you might as well get with my group step tackler, because we'd be throwing down up here in the Kansas City area, showing people how to two-step and get it in. So that's what we do, and that's what's going on right now.
Oh, let me say this really quick, Red. I wanted to ask you, because I know I'm going to need your assistance a little bit with this. GPA Media Inc. is actually partnering up with Ad Hoc to do a Stop the Violence event July the 20th. So in Kansas City, Missouri,
okay,
at a church on Prospect. I forgot the name of the church, but a friend of mine is offered his church for us to use the parking lot area and any other part of the church that we need to use. So Brian with Ad Hoc, I sat down with him and we spoke, and so he is looking forward to this event because he, you know, of course he knows that I'm a poet and that I have a team of poets that we work together. And so I'm definitely going to be needing your help. I don't know if you're going to be busy July the 20th. It's on Saturday.
I'll actually be coming back from Dallas. I'll be in Dallas for 2 weeks from the 8th to the 19th of July. I'll actually be coming back on the 19th. So I think I can be able to swing that.
Cool.
Well, just let me know. Just give me the details and see what you need me to do.
Okay, cool.
So that's exciting.
I'll be after I come back from the BPC, I'll be in Kansas City promoting that and reaching out to some businesses to get some stuff done. So.
Okay. Also, like I said, if anybody's in the Kansas City area, Step Tackler, this fantastic, magnificent two-step group that I belong to, is going to be teaching two-step to those who want to learn how to do Kansas City two-step. We're going to be doing that. And if anybody's interested, you know, just get with me on Facebook and we can work that out and get you some classes so that you can get tight like us. I know Chicago has their thing, but Kansas City has two-step as well that we do. And we want to continue to show those people. And if you haven't seen, go on my website on Facebook and check me out. I'm that guy that throws down. So we want to get y'all out there and if you want to learn how to do it. So, and DV, I'm going to be miserable while I'm in Dallas not being able to do that. So I'm hoping that I can talk to some folks. Because we were down there not too long ago, last month, I guess, a couple of months ago. They have this thing every year in Dallas where groups from here come down and actually be two-stepping with some of those people. So hopefully, I hope I can meet someone that knows how and I can dance with them, or maybe my friend will come down and visit me so I can dance with her. Anyway, we'll see.
Told you, you know.
So it's going to be miserable being down there without it, man. You know, it's going to be bad without my nobody to dance with. I'm 2 weeks, no two-stepping, I'm beat. Feeding when I get back. So, all right, so we're glad that you guys were able to make this thing, and I thank you, Connie, for taking up the whole time, which I knew you could. Trice must have had something else going on, which is no problem. She may have forgotten, even though she asked to be on the show. Isn't that a trip how people do things? Sometimes they ask to come on, and they forget that they asked to come on. Anyway, here we go, and you know, I know I scare people away a lot, so... because I always go off on them or something sometimes. But we thank you all for listening, and we definitely will be back here again. Let's see what's going on next week. Let me find out who do we have scheduled and see if they're going to show up or not. We have, let me look at my schedule real quick. We have Electra Rome Prox. Let's see if she's going to show up. And you know how that works, DV, right? You know how it works. They get busy in there. And there's nothing wrong with mainstream authors. We love them. You know, but they seem to put other things ahead of some things sometimes, even though they may ask for it. But we thank you all for coming on. We'll probably leave in the air a little early tonight. I'm going to play some music and let it go. We've got about 8 minutes, unless anybody has something else they want to do, or a quick poem or something. I don't know. What you got?
Uh-oh. No access to that.
No way.
I want to ask. What did you hear? Did you hear the poem that I sent you read?
I did.
Did you
thought
see
it was very
video?
Nice. I did. I thought it was very nice.
Good. I wanted to make sure that I gave a shout out to some gentlemen that are doing their thing out there on Facebook and, you know, the whole nine. So,
yeah, and I appreciate that. I really do. And like I said, you know, we try to help and support others as well as ourselves, even though I am promising myself that I am going to start putting myself out more, because I have not been doing that. And I'm going to start promoting me, because I've been promoting everybody for the last, since 2009. It's time for me to kind of start putting red out there, and we're going to do that, start doing some interviewing and start doing some things. I heard that Dreka Armstrong has a radio show now, and she's already asked me to be a guest on the show, so I guess she'll be asking you guys as well. We'll see how that goes, and I think that's with an actual radio station, though. I'm not sure if it's a blog talk show or not, but as it comes forward, we'll let you know. And have you heard anything else from your person that she was working with, Cotton, that lady, what's her name, Andrea, whatever, and what was it? Has anything else came out of that? Didn't you have something you was doing with her?
We have the book that GP and I do, the anthology that GP and I did called Enrapture. I'm not sure about out, or I've gotten no information, so I'm not sure. I decided
you're in the same boat as me.
I decided not to do the calendar for other reasons I won't say, but I just did decided not to do that. I think I'll wait for a different opportunity to arrive to do something as far as like a calendar is concerned. But I'm not sure PA has heard anything about the anthology, but I haven't heard anything.
Nope.
but I believe she's trying, so I'm not sure.
She said that quite quickly. Well, you know something, we thank you, GPA. We thank you all for coming on and supporting Word Sexy as we always do. And we just want to wish you well in your travels as you will be doing the next couple of weeks. And when you get a chance and slow down, you know, you're welcome to come back on the show, and we'll discuss how well things went. And that's what we do here on Word Sexy. We're going to keep it up, keep it live, and keep it going. And hopefully those who want to listen will continue to. I love doing the show, but, you know, I've been doing this thing since 2009. I don't know how I would feel about not having a Word Sexy Radio.
Yeah, I don't.
That would be crazy,
yeah,
wouldn't
that wouldn't be good.
We're sexy, okay, ready to rock.
Right.
We're gonna try to keep it going. Plus TV, you know, I know he likes doing it too, so we definitely want to keep it going, and that's what we want to do. So, but I'm going to go ahead and let you guys go early tonight. We got about 5 minutes. I'm going to play something and let it just play its own out. So, y'all have a good evening, and we'll be talking to you next time.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Make no haste, 'cause you're the fruit I long to taste.